I have two ideas I want to work on here. One is, you spoke like all the fellas would go to the woodyard together. Was this sort of a town time to get the wood together, or were they getting the wood together just for you?
No, they were doing it for us, for the store. We would hire them to all go and get the wood. That's about the only time you could go and get, you know, go down down towards Birch Creek or the Yukon, wherever there was a good wood supply, and cut it all and haul it in. They made the roads and, you know, plowed the road down, and because they had an old truck, an old six, I forget what it was, with a sled, and then hauled a load of wood in every day.
Chainsaws?
Oh, yeah. They had those big old chainsaws in. And they cut it in 4-foot lengths, because that's what the store stove took. It was 4 foot.
Thick?
Yeah, they would split it.
Did they use a log splitter? Or?
Not one like they have nowadays. They just use their own...
muscle power?
Muscle power, right, right. But in the spring, it's easier in the spring when it's frozen, it splits. That's why they would do it then.
Mm-hmm. Plus, well, it's easier to travel.
Well, that and...
being that the things were still frozen and you could get out there to the woodlot.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.